McCarthy, It's Too Late for Biden to Stand Up to the Daily Unrest in America. By Jeff Poor on August 28, 2020. Friday on Fox News Channel's Fox & Friends, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, compared the Democratic and Republican National Conventions, saying there were contrasts that were obvious in the party's two ideologies. McCarthy contemplated a situation in which the Republicans controlled the House, Senate and the White House. Think about how much more we could do if this president had a Congress and a Senate that would work for them, he said. That's why we could actually retire Nancy Pelosi if people would go to takeithhouse.com because it's more than just the presidency. This is the nation in the next century. Is it going to be America's? Are we going to guarantee that tomorrow will be better than today? Because what I watched for the 4 days of the Democrats and 4 days of the Republicans, it's not hard to make a decision now. And it's not hard to go out and make the case. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican, independent or Democrat, it's a clear choice here, McCarthy continued. Joe Biden is not the same as he was before. Barack Obama has even said that there's no difference between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a registered socialist. So either we're going to go forward in prosperity, or we're going to go backwards in poverty. We're either going to go forward in freedom or backward in socialism. It's a very clear choice. Later in the segment, McCarthy reacted to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's apparent pivot on addressing the unrest, say it was too late. There's two things he did not talk about in his speech, McCarthy said. He did not talk about what was going on in this country right then, day in and day out in Portland. He would not talk about the unrest in America because he supported it. You know, 13 people on his campaign actually gave money to bail people out who were looting and beating people up. So he must support that. He has actually said he would defund the police, he added. He says I didn't use the word. No, he wants to reallocate the money. That's defunding the police. It's too late for Joe Biden to stand up to what has been going on day in and day out. And the part that I see is when we look at what happened in Wisconsin, President Trump leaned in and was going to help the National Guard to be able to get there. The governor of Wisconsin said, no, and only brought 250 troops when they were asking for 750 to 1,500. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.